The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the number one podcast in the world.
What?
In the category of TV and film on the website Podomatic.
MalaysianTimes.net.
In the tri-state area.
Terrific.
Yeah.
No, apparently it's the number one podcast in TV and film.
I don't buy it.
On Podomatic. I don't know what that means, but
I'm pretty sure that you're catfishing us. Like, this is the first mental break of Jim Cunningham.
I've done a lot of stupid things like that in my life, but this is not one of them because I'm putting in way too much time on this that I wouldn't even bother.
We do have a few female fans, apparently. We've got a couple of comments, and I'm just wondering if Jim might be like moonlighting as a woman, kind of like Robert Durst was.
Yeah. Maybe he puts on a wig.
Could be.
Robert Durst.
Wouldn't that, the whole thing would come around? It'd be like a full circle.
The documentary crew breaks in the door with the camera with Robert Durst.
They all have goatees.
Yeah. So my name's Jim Cunningham. We've got from the Bed Takeout podcast, Kevin Crowley. And we have Scott Crowley.
Yellow.
Get this party started.
We get Durst down here. He had a TV up there. There's two cells for two people, but he was always in here by himself.
You think he paid extra for that, or they just didn't have anybody in there?
I certainly hope he paid extra for it. Is this like an abandoned prison? Like, it looks like an episode of Ghost Hunters. Like, the lights are off, and it's
Alcatraz.
And there's something very questionable on that mattress.
Dead body?
There. No, who knows?
No, there's a really ominous stain right there.
Leaky bottom.
There's Taco Bell.
I've always wanted to check in at Taco Bell on Facebook, and then 20 minutes later, check in on my toilet.
Most people in prison are from lower income families, not educated. I got along with those people well. They all treated me with enormous respect.
We have the prison picture here of his
posse, his crew.
Yeah, his boy band.
Right. Yeah, it's very like Philadelphia, like Motown Philly back again.
Yeah, I like the squat.
It's like
colors.
An album cover. Yeah, like a boy band cover, you know, where there's always one guy like squatting in the front.
Right, and they all have matching color outfits, but they're different outfits.
Right.
Right.
Quit playing games with my torso.
I was Mr. Bob in prison.
You know who they should have called Mr. Bob? The torso floating in the water. That's the one joke I wrote before this whole, all these podcasts, and it wasn't even funny.
So I go to the courtroom, and at some level, I felt sorry for Bob. I mean, he looked at me, he gave me this little smile. It wasn't a malicious, ha, I'm gonna get you next smile.
Which I don't know how many people would do that while they're on trial for murder. Like, twiddle their mustache.
Look at these pictures. This is what Mr. Durst did. Wore black.
You made a pot roast?
Yeah, right. That looks delicious.
This is his first girlfriend. He's been carrying that picture with him. He had it when he was arrested.
Dead.
That's the pictures of his wedding, he and Kathy.
Dead.
He had them when he was arrested. And there's a picture of Bob as a young boy.
Dead.
He had them when he was arrested.
It didn't help that he carved out the eyes of every person in the picture.
Dead.
When the defense opened their case and called Durst as the first witness, I was shocked.
Right out of the gate, be like, look, Bobo, we know what happened. Can you just explain why he inconvenienced you to cut up his body and throw it in the bay?
Mr. Crowley?
Well, can you repeat the question, please?
God, number one podcast.
Dead.
Seemed to me the big problem was Robert Durst. And that I wanted to not be Robert Durst.
It's a sad thing to say. So they're starting to play the jury to give him feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Now he doesn't want to be Robert Durst anymore.
I feel for him.
Yeah. I want to be him for Halloween, though.
I think he's going to be like the Crocodile Hunter of this year. Or like...
You got to get the black contacts.
Easy. I mean, this
shave
is,
everything.
This may be one, but you can do... And then there'll be like the Dorothy Signers also. It'll be like, What are you, like, a drag queen? Be like, no, I'm Dorothy Siner.
Well, I have that mask, the old man mask, it's bald, for the Bob Durst, and then maybe I get the women's wig on top of it.
That would win some Halloween contests.
I just don't know what to wear as, a shirt.
You just wear a smart cardigan.
Yeah, the V-neck with the shirt under it. But, well, people know.
I have some, like, Halloween decorations that are, like, dismembered body parts, you know, that... Mm-hmm. You could use those, too.
Have, like, a garbage bag with, like, a foot hanging out of it.
It's a good idea.
Halloween is one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, you can really dress any way you want and, like, for one day and get away with it. I mean, like, you always see the hot Nazis, you know?
No. Where do you hang out on Halloween?
What do you decide to do?
I decided that I would disguise myself as a woman. Buy a wig like that.
Would you buy a dress?
No.
What, am I crazy?
If you're going to go far enough to buy a wig, why wouldn't you buy a dress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I, crazy?
Yeah, but this is modern times. Women don't have to wear dresses. Grandpa...
Well, yeah, I'm okay, maybe not a dress, but do you think he
goddamn
donned
AC
women's
Slater
clothing?
Over here. What?
Clothing. Speaking of AC Slater, apparently, I don't know if you guys know this, but my wife works for NBC Universal. They film extra up there. And a couple of months ago, I guess he checked her out or looked her up and down or whatnot. Nice. Today, he decided to chat up with her. So I think I may have to, you know,
get
make
your
a
ass
little...
beat by AC Slater?
Yeah, exactly.
Valley. Valley Beats.
Just rips off his clothes. He's got that wrestling singlet on.
Greasy Jerry Curl. And, you know, I'll have to go and punch those dimples off of his face. Anyway.
How threatened are you by AC Slater? You should be very. You're no Zach Morris.
No.
Oh, big guy. That hurts.
You're more of a Mr. Belding type.
Hot Rod Belding? The brother?
That's right, Rod Belding. He got drunk, right, on the school trip?
No, he promised them to take them, like, white water rafting and then stood them up for, like, a stewardess
or
something.
For a Coke
binge
or something.
Two Beldings in one building, one of whom is balding?
In terms of the disguise that you chose...
So what is a guy going to do? I mean, I could grow a beard and a mustache, but I can't grow a beard and a mustache now. I just came up with the idea of a wig. And then, since I'm going to be a woman, I've got to be mute.
I mean, in retrospect now...
That was a great disguise.
I think he's right. It was a great disguise. Apparently, nobody knew it was him, so what's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, what's he trying to do? He's just trying to kind of disappear.
When you're on the run and they have pictures of you, sometimes they'll show you with the beard. He may look like this. He may have cut his hair. Blah, blah, blah. They never do. He may be posing as a... flat-chested mute woman.
That's true.
But if you're caught, you're subject to some ridicule, I think.
I went to Walmart and I bought a woman's white blouse and a woman's handbag.
I leaned over to Joel and I asked him, did they just laugh?
And then Joel said, are you deaf?
That jury was eating it up.
So Robert Durst, stand-up comedian.
What's black and blue and doesn't like having sex? The torso in my trunk.
We love this guy.
What a banana.
And did he judge in any way? Did he say, oh, it was a weird thing to do? Or?
No, it was just the opposite. He said, yeah, I did that a long time ago. Didn't say he changed his name or he dressed like a woman or anything. But yeah, when I said I just didn't want to be Robert Durst anymore, he said, yeah, I went through that.
They talk about Morris Black going to the internet every day, and once he found out who Robert Durst was and the money, he tried to blackmail him. Couldn't Robert Durst have just known him, you know, from living there, and he just thought, if I kill this guy, I can take his ID. I
can
assume his identity.
Sure.
So he didn't need to be best friends with them. He didn't need... Morris Black may have never even known who he was, anything. Might have thought he was still the woman. It didn't matter. Robert Durst just killed him just to take his identity.
It's like the scorpion and the toad.
No idea what you're talking about.
Well,
I finally make one valid point.
No, it was brilliant.
In the state of Texas, you find somebody in your house who's not supposed to be there. There's not much you cannot do. Texas, you're not obligated to leave. You can handle it more or less as you see fit. Obviously, you're not supposed to kill them.
Yeah. So, well, let me ask then. If you knew that you would never, ever get caught, would you consider possibly murdering someone? If somebody could tell you, you could totally get away with it.
Is there something you're trying to tell us? Are you a murderer?
Have you done this yourself?
Do you have a plan on killing somebody? Mario Lopez?
AC Slater missing.
Would you like kidnap him and then have him handcuffed to a chair, but you would put it backwards like AC Slater used to sit? You'd have to.
You know.
At some point, this gun has to turn and face me, does it not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's your testimony that is what?
But let's remember, you are facing that way.
It's I'm not facing this way.
Right. The way you had it was what happened.
And the gun turns and. And it's just like this? Is this your testimony when it goes on?
I can't say that's my testimony.
I don't know much about how stuff works in the court of law, but...
I'm just a simple man. You're like a caveman lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm just an unfrozen caveman lawyer. I'm scared by your...
Some people used to actually refer to me as the Geico caveman.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because you aren't funny? Is it wrong that when those two prosecutors were like fake... fighting over the gun, is this how it went and everything? Part of me, the little Robert Durst inside of me, was kind of hoping the gun was going to go off.
Right.
I didn't know it was loaded.
You see? You see how possible this is? This is ridiculous.
Anyway, went back to the house, and I'm sure I got more stoned and more drunk, and I dismembered the corpse.
I would not want to be stoned doing that.
I was just going to say the same
thing. Give me some meth, PCP, something, get me going, but not stoned.
Yeah. And I,
staring at everything and thinking about it with the munchies.
I did not kill my best friend. I did dismember him.
I don't think that has ever been spoken in the history of human race. Think of it. That's the most disturbing thing I've ever said or heard.
No one should have to dismember their best friend. I mean, I'll do it, but, you know, only if it's...
Yeah, I'm not a monster, but no. $20 is $20.
Sure.
Took the body parts, put them in the garbage bags, and drove to find some place to dump the garbage bags. It immediately became obvious to me I'd dump them in the water. It'll sink.
If he had cut holes in the bags, they would have sunk, right?
Yeah. They would have filled with water and
sunk. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think...
But then, like, fish would have been, like, tearing it open and things. And
perfect.
And then they would have eventually come up.
I think even if he didn't wrap them... I mean, I think the garbage bags were more for a cleanliness thing. He didn't want to get his, like... 1981 Mercedes-Benz, you know, all covered in neighbor blood.
Do you think, he's got the 81 Mercedes-Benz wagon. I bet he has the all the beads on the seat.
Yeah, exactly.
The bead seat cover, the wood beads.
Just
whatever happened to those, and why did people get those?
I think it was a luxury thing.
I bet my grandpa used to have those beaded seat covers, and when you lean against it, it's almost kind of like little knuckles, like, pushing into your back. It
you
felt
make
good.
A turn, and you slide into the passenger seat.
No, I think it was just that time. It's like, you know, I'm going to drive the biggest fucking diesel engine car and put some beads in there. It's like, this is like my living room.
That was like the era of, you know...
Pillows in the back seat.
Doorway beads, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if those were connected.
It's always pornography, though. That's what you use. And even if it's at, like, you know, someone's house, I'm like, oh, this is where your porno... This is where you hide your porno VHS tapes.
Oh, when they have the beads hanging from the door.
Yeah.
Do you have any of your old porn?
Probably hidden somewhere in a drawer in my
your mom's house.
Yeah, with like pellet guns and like, you know, wooden marijuana pipes.
Mm-hmm.
And probably stacks of like illegal pornography.
I had a VHS tape. It was My Cousin Vinny was the actual tape. And somebody had dubbed over it and put just like a horrific porn on it, and it was sitting
horrific.
On the.
That's never a good kind of characterization gentle. Of pornography, yeah.
And I think my mom had come over to visit, you know, at my apartment or whatnot, and she walked in and saw this tape and was like, oh, I love that movie. Can I borrow this?
And you just start smashing it with a hammer.
Had you done any work to try to figure out whether the tide was coming in, the tide was going out?
I wouldn't know how to begin.
So you basically just decided you were
going to... I figured it was deep. Going to drop it, it's going to sink. Who cares where the tide is going? It's underwater, nobody's going to see it.
Right. But the bags didn't sink?
No.
What happened?
They floated.
He's already admitted that he chopped the guy up. He admitted he threw the stuff in the lake, and he admitted that he went back and saw the shit floating, so why not be like, and then what did you do with the head?
But he can't admit it because the head is what proves that it wasn't self-defense, the bullet wound.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's just like, I never saw the head. They never asked him because he probably just gave some, I don't know. All right, so what do you think he did with the head?
Smash it with a sledgehammer to the point where it's like just...
God.
Like Gallagher?
Sick bastard.
Yeah, Gallagher style. I mean, after that point...
Sledge-o-matic.
It'd probably be easy to like distribute out in the bushes somewhere, and also there's no proof that it wasn't done, you know, execution style, or a wood chipper. I would have thought a wood chipper would have been a good way to do it just from the get-go, but where the hell are you going to get a wood chipper?
How about, like, liquid ice? A little, you know, like the T-2000 style, T-1000.
Yeah. I like the wood chipper. I was thinking he might have thrown it in maybe he threw it in an incinerator, bone. What happens to bone in an incinerator?
Oh, let's find out.
Turns to ash.
Does.
Like many things.
Speaking of putting people in the incinerator, Robert Durst, a lot like the neighbor in The Burbs.
Yes, the doctor.
With the jury, find the defendant, Robert Durst, not guilty.
Thank God.
USA, USA.
Really, what would a world without Robert Durst be like?
Safer. Are you sure they said not? Are you sure they said not? Is it opposite day? Does anyone know what's going on?
Did I really just get away with this again?
To celebrate, I'm going to kill you all.
What do you think he went out and did later that night?
Got like a mani-pedi and...
Probably...
Treated himself to, you know, never-ending breadsticks at the Olive Garden in Galveston.
I was thinking he picked up some... down on his luck drifter, strangled him with some pantyhose, and
just bashed his head in with a ball peen hammer.
Yeah, wore his skin as a suit.
As a homicide investigator, you work for God, because the victim's not there to tell his story. You're there to represent the victim.
Hold it together.
You're there to tell his story.
Hold it. Hold.
You're doing that for God.
Going off the tracks right there. Off the tracks.
There's a lot of truth in that. To this day, I feel like I let the... Can we stop? Thanks.
Poor bastard. Like, he has to live with the guilt of, like, not lying, whereas Robert Durst is like, this isn't fun. You know, like, not telling the whole truth is a good time. And this poor bastard has to go to church 4 times a week and be like, forgive me.
I could see Cody Cazales finally snapping and strangling Robert Durst.
Becoming like a vigilante. Yeah.
That'd be quite a story.
And then just like offing himself or something. Just being like, I had to do it. I had to do it.
Get one last tin of mustache wax.
You told me on the telephone that DeGaron might not want me to talk to you because he wouldn't want to see you in an interview say that you had lied to the jury in Galveston.
That's a disaster. So they just wanted to stay away, and they said about a zillion times, you can't help yourself.
There's no way this is foreshadowing whatsoever, no. Is there?
Mm-mm.
No.
He doesn't foreshadow.
Yeah, I don't think so. This guy knows. This guy's in total control.
Yeah, he doesn't live in the past.
Should we take a break for a few minutes? Want to take a break?
Sure.
I could just hear every word you said.
What?
When you were talking to yourself.
I thought, at first I thought that was a cop walking in. Yeah. I was like, holy crap. And my cable froze at that point. There was a storm that day, and our DirecTV cut out right then, and I didn't see the end until 3 hours later on the West Coast feed. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty intense. I didn't think that was that bad, though. I saw on Twitter everybody talking about how crazy it was, him saying that. But he's just going over those lines, and he says, I'm trying to figure out what to say, how to say it, because that's half the time, that's half the battle, is saying it the right way.
It was creepy, though, just to see him doing that and not knowing that he's being recorded, that voyeuristic, like, okay, this dude's already a weirdo as it is. And then when they come in and let him know and he kind of backpedals for a second.
Yeah, I thought it was creepy at first, too, till you saw what he was saying, understood what he was saying, and then I didn't think it was as bad as it had come off.
Right.
I thought he was kind of muttering about, like, murdering this guy with the fake goatee.
Right.
He's like, on the next... On our next interview. He's so pleasant, though. I still kind of like him.
I think he's terrific. I mean, I hope he gets, like, you know, a late-night talk show or something. Yeah. He'd be the best.
But I think we're out of time now. Thanks for listening. This is the Jinx Podcast. If you have any questions, want to reach out to us, email thejinxpodcast@gmail.com, because we're ghetto like that, or Twitter @thejinxpodcast. I'm Jim Cunningham signing off.
This is Kevin Crowley. Appreciate you listening.
And this is Scott Crowley signing off from Sharp Focus Media Academy.
Thank you. Later.
Dead.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast. Diabolical. Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends. Diabolical.